Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Sarah Fisher Talks Connective Parenting. So I'm back, and this week I wanted to talk, or this session, I wanted to talk about something that's really important to me and has really helped me over the last year, but particularly over the last few months. And that's some ideas around keeping myself grounded when maybe I'm struggling emotionally, when my son might be struggling emotionally, or when I've just had a bit of a day of it. You know, maybe I'm just feeling a bit emotional. I might have been supporting a family with a really difficult scenario and I just need to ground myself afterwards so that I'm then in a place to carry on my day. And so I thought I would share some grounding techniques today that I use myself, that I've shared with some of the families that I work with. And they're very simple, just a couple of ideas to really help in those moments when things are difficult, or when you as the adult need to regulate yourself, but you can also really share these with your children. Because we all know that our children need our help to ground themselves, to regulate themselves, as much as we do in times. And you know, they are still growing, they're still learning. So I'm going to share three really simple ideas that can work and can really help you. So the first, really big belly breaths. Really couldn't pronounce it, belly breaths. It sounds a bit bonkers, doesn't it? Belly breaths, really? Yeah. Really big breaths in all the way down through your lungs, through your belly. Breathe all the way in. And as you do that, then press it all out again and literally squeeze your stomach and try and get every bit of air back out of your lungs. And then another big breath in again. I find that doing that sometimes just two or three times can really help me to relax and just feel more regulated, feel calmer, all of those things that we all want to feel. So that's number one, big belly breaths. And we can easily play those with your children. Sometimes putting your hands on your stomach so that your fingers kind of join in the middle and your hands go round to the side. And just as you breathe in, feel your fingers separating as your belly grows with the air that's coming in. And then gradually, as you breathe out again, your hands come back together again. It can be a really good way to feel what's happening within your body as well. So that's number one. Number two is something I actually learned on my recent EFT training. And that is squeezing your fingers, well, the tips of your fingers. So you're squeezing either side of your fingers. So not the nail and the pad of your finger, but the sides of each of your fingers. And you can obviously on your left hand, you can squeeze the ones on your right hand and vice versa. And it really helps to regulate. You can push as deeply or as lightly as you like, depending on whether you like deep pressure or not, and just squeeze them down. And that's really powerful. It's easy to do. You can do it anywhere. I mean, you could be sitting in a meeting and do it. Your children could be sitting in the classroom and just feeling themselves getting slightly stressed or struggling or anxious, and they can squeeze the tips of their fingers as well. And it just helps. We're hitting energy points on the body, which just helps us to relax. So that's one I really love. And actually, one of the mums that I'm working with is using that very effectively with her child at the moment. He's allowing her to do that, and it's really helping him to regulate. So I'd really recommend that, just squeezing the sides of your fingers. My next technique, idea that I want to share with you is around the five senses. And you may well have heard of this one. It's one that a lot of people use. And you do five things, then four things, then three things, then two things, then one thing. And each time you pick a different sense. So you might start with saying to your child, or doing this yourself, for example, if you're feeling stressed, right, five things I can see. So from where I'm sitting, I can see my laptop, I can see the rose bush in my garden, I can see my table and chairs in the garden, I can see a printer, those kind of things, whatever you can see. But it gets you focusing on things around you. Then you might do four things you can hear. I can hear an alarm going off at the moment in the background. Actually, I think it might be. Nope, sounds like an ambulance, something like that. I can also hear some really noisy birds outside that are squawking away. Don't think you'll be able to hear them on the microphone, but they feel like they're being very loud. So you might do four things like that. Three things that you can smell. Now, that does assume you're not slightly bunged up thanks to the high pollen count like I am today, but three things you can smell. Although I can still smell my teenager's room when I go in it, so can't be that bad. Two things you can touch, one thing you can taste. When you work through, you don't need to do the senses in that order, whatever's easiest for your child, really, or for you. And don't worry about doing them in a specific order necessarily. Just think, right, five things I can touch today, five things I can, you know, four things I can, whatever. And do those. By focusing on those things, you're giving your body space to relax, to calm, to regulate. You're grounding yourself. You're narrowing your sense of focus from maybe that sense of overwhelm that you might be experiencing in that moment to a much calmer, more, I can say more blinkered focus, but not in a negative way, in a kind of like, this is what I'm doing now. And it just helps to calm the brain down, which is obviously a really powerful thing to be doing if we're feeling very overwhelmed and distressed. I use these grounding exercises a lot more now than I ever have done. And actually, I'm going to share a fourth one with you that I did earlier on. And standing up, do knee raises, kind of, I don't know, like you might have done in an exercise class, and then touch alternative hands to alternative knees. Does that make sense? Right hand, left knee, left hand, right knee, as you're sort of marching on the spot. That's crossing the midline and it helps to regulate. I find doing that during the day, particularly if I'm feeling a little bit hurt and all over the place, really helps me to regulate. The things with these are like anything, they don't work if you don't use them. And I'm very good at knowing all of these things, but I'm not always very good at using them. So you might want to put reminders up maybe on your fridge. You know, what can I see right now? Write five, you know, say five things I can see, or take a big breath, or whatever it is you need. That just reminds you to do these things throughout the day, or particularly when you're feeling a little bit and you just know you need something. They are so powerful in helping our bodies. Our bodies want to be calm, relaxed, and regulated most of the time. Not always, obviously. But we can do those things. And so by using some of these exercises, by grounding ourselves, we're helping. As a parent, when I am more grounded, when I am calmer, when I'm more regulated, I am in a much better place to support my son. You know, I know that when I'm not, I don't handle those situations quite so well. And whether that's a normal teenage, slightly grumpy scenario, or whether that's something a bit bigger than that. But by grounding myself, by making sure that I'm there, by doing these things, it helps me to be the parent I want to be, let alone to be the friend, the partner, the whatever else it is that I want to be as well. So I just wanted to share these with you to see if they would help. And we are going to be talking actually at the conference. We've got the lovely Joe, who's just joined the Connected Family team, talking about kind of first aid mental health for us as parents, but also for our children. So if you are struggling, if you are feeling a bit just disconnected, like you're over, maybe a sense of overwhelm, maybe you just, I don't know, maybe you're feeling a bit depressed, sad, fed up, running on empty, any of those things. Her session is really going to help give you some kind of first aid ideas. It's not going to obviously mean that you don't need to go and get some, or wouldn't benefit from professional help potentially, but it will give you some immediate things that you can start doing, and it will fit in with any kind of professional support that you are having. And I'm a big believer as a parent in having regular support for me as a parent. I do every 6 weeks, I have a session just for me to talk about what's going on, to talk about things that might be happening at home, how I might be feeling about things. It's really powerful. And these grounding exercises are a really important part of me looking after myself and my own mental health to enable me to look after my child. And it's very easy for us to say, I don't have time, but they take a few minutes. And the difference then is I have the space, the time, the mental capacity to be able to deal with everything else I've got going on in my life. So if you are struggling, try these ideas. And we would love to see you at the conference. Come and listen to Jo. Let her share some more ideas, some thoughts with you, give you some kind of tips that can help you along the way. You will find all the information from the conference on the website Connective Family. There's a link on the top of the homepage to make it nice and easy for you. If you're listening to this after the conference, which is on the 4th and 5th of May, come to the website. We've got lots of information on there as well, which can help you out. But yeah, the conference is looking really good. And try these grounding exercises. Let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. Are they working? Are they helping? Do other things work? Come and let me know. And yeah, that would be fabulous. So that is all for this week's episode. And I look forward to speaking to you soon.